A big step in healing the emotional body is letting go of past anger and resentment. You don't have to hold on to these emotions. You have a choice. You can let go of anger and resentment. Understanding that you can change the way you feel is a huge leap in the process of healing and self-mastery. The path to self-mastery and self-sovereignty is an exercise in gaining mastery over the emotional and mental aspects of ourselves. Finding those aspects that keep us tied to thoughts and feelings that cause hurt and anger. Many of these thoughts and feelings come from the past. Feelings and memories that are strongly rooted in our unconscious mind. These feelings and memories are attachments that may be keeping you from expressing as a self-empowered being that chooses peace in all aspects of your life. Forgiveness is the process by which you can let go of these attachments you may carry. Forgiveness, like all paths of mastery, is about you and only you. Forgiving is a choice. It is a choice that can change your life. It is a conscious choice that fills the soul with a sense of peace rather than anger or hurt. So often people feel that they have no control over the past and the feelings that they have about events in the past. Being stuck for so long with many of these feelings, we can often think there is no other way to be. But there is. You have a choice in how you feel, and you can choose to heal. To start the process of healing those painful feelings and find a peaceful closure to past events, seek the quiet, still place in your heart, that part of you that contains the spark of the divine within. It is a place of stillness and a place of incredible peace. It is the beginning of all healing journeys. It is from this place that choices can be made for your own healing. The path to this still place begins by taking a few slow, deep, clearing breaths, slowing down your breathing, inhaling deeply, exhaling fully, and allowing the music to assist you for the next few minutes as you center yourself in your still point. My body and my mind are relaxed. I am a spark of Source. I am peaceful in this moment. can make a choice to heal. I am ready to heal. Coming from that still point, ask yourself if there is a memory that you are ready to release. Can be a simple one. Select one that you are ready to work on. Perhaps an old argument with a friend or something else. And know that whatever memory you choose is a start to a healing process. Some memories take time to heal, but starting with only a small one is a huge step in the path of mastery. One forward step always leads to another. In your mind's eye, select the person that you feel has caused you pain in the past. Think about how much energy you have given this person over time. How much of your power have you given away to that person? How do these hurt feelings impact your life today? How long have you carried that painful baggage? Are you ready to let go of being a victim to those feelings and choose peace? Are you ready for freedom from the pain you have been carrying with you? Are you ready to take back your power? Do you wish to free yourself of this memory and move forward with less emotional baggage? Think for a few moments if you are ready to make that choice. You have freedom to gain and only pain to lose. The attachment that you have to that event or memory is an anchor that keeps you corded to the past. Freeing yourself of this cord is a process of letting go. One of the things to release is the need for retribution or revenge. Releasing the need for retribution does not mean the person is not accountable for any violation of free will or harm they may have done. It just means you are acknowledging that they are accountable to their higher source and not you. You no longer have to worry if they will have accountability for what they have done, because there is a universal sense of order that balances things much better than you or anyone else can. Letting go of the need for retribution is the first cord to this past event that can be released. I choose to let go. I choose to release my attachments of anger and hurt. release the need for revenge and retribution. I choose to allow divine right order to unfold in this situation. The next core to be detached is the feeling of being a victim. Victims have little or no power over their situation. Victims give their power away to another person. And there is no need to give your power to anyone. There are many ways to let go of the feeling of being a victim. Even if you were not an adult when the event occurred, you are an adult now. And can change your reaction as of this moment. You are not powerless, nor are you a victim. Oftentimes, it is simply a matter of reclaiming your power and in your mind stating firmly to the person that they no longer have any power over you or ties to you. In this now moment, you are strong and a master of your energies. Another key to releasing ties to a past event is to release the cord of judgment. If your mind is stuck in a perception, you become tied to that perception. One way of freeing yourself of set perceptions is to imagine reasons why the person may have acted as they did. These reasons may or may not be correct, but even the simple act of acknowledging them as possibilities will often let go of stuck perceptions. If you open just the smallest space of understanding, compassion, or healing towards them, your own healing process will take huge strides. I choose to release my judgments of this situation. I choose to reclaim my power. I open myself to the healing process. I choose forgiveness. All experiences that happen in your life are lessons, and lessons bring gifts. Even in an event that you consider painful, there can be found a positive. Sometimes that concept is hard to understand, but just looking to the lessons we see in nature reveals the truth of that statement. What the oyster views as an irritating and painful grain of sand, the world sees as a beautiful pearl. New growth always follows a fire, and storms don't last forever. The sun always comes out, and sometimes there's a rainbow. Finding even a glimmer of the gift the experience may have brought you can bring light even into the darkest crevices of a painful memory. Forgiveness is an ongoing process. Some hurts are buried very deep. Sometimes healing can happen with just a thought. And sometimes the choice to heal can take a bit of time. Allow your process to unfold. Don't judge it. As long as you have made a choice to heal and reaffirm that choice, the healing process will move forward. The universe will assist you when you exercise a free will choice to heal. The grace of God's source is a perpetual state of forgiveness, and you can tap into that source at any time because it is within you. The music will continue to play for the next few minutes, and you may choose just to continue relaxing. When you do choose to return to your day's activities, you'll do so refreshed and relaxed. And perhaps you may notice feeling a bit lighter. Thank yourself for your willingness to let go.